Happy Friday. I'm Monica Titchener with your WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1854, Walden by Henry David Thoreau was published. The groundbreaking book features nature notes and philosophical musings written while Thoreau lived alone in a cabin on the shores of Walden Pond. Locally, there's a big musical event in Murfreesboro tomorrow night, Ross Sermons and Friends, Blues and Bluegrass at the Liberty Theater. Doors open at 6:30. Tomorrow in Mount Vernon, the Jefferson County Historical Village is hosting an ice cream social from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Village, located at 1411 North 27th Street in Mount Vernon. On August 19th, the Southern Seven Health Department will hold a well water safety check at the Union County Farm Bureau in Jonesboro from 9 to 11 a.m. For more information, call 618-634-2297. In Olney, the Richland County Farm Bureau Tractor Drive is set for August 17th, starting with a free breakfast at 8 a.m. Call 618-393-4116 to learn more. Looking ahead, mark your calendars for the Boys and Girls Club of Southern Illinois' 15th Anniversary Crystal Gala, coming up September 20th at the Garden Grove Event Center. And that's your WSIU Almanac for Friday, August 9th. I'm Monica Titchener. Have a great weekend.
The hot, humid evenings of August find the summer constellations still in command of our skies, although the constellations of autumn are beginning to make their way into the eastern sky before the nights are fully dark. In the south, at 10 p.m., is the teapot-shaped star pattern of the constellation Sagittarius. In Greek mythology, Sagittarius represented one of the wise half-man, half-horse centaurs. This is an archer shooting arrows at the giant scorpion, Scorpius, to the west. When we look toward Sagittarius, we are looking toward the center of the great Milky Way galaxy. Our species home among the countless galaxies floating through the great cosmic darkness. If we get far from city lights, we can see the center of our galaxy as a series of thick clouds of innumerable faint stars streaming north, like steam from Sagittarius's teapot. Following this band of the Milky Way with a pair of binoculars will reveal myriad clusters of stars, as well as bright and dark clouds of hydrogen gas and dust. These clouds are the raw ingredients for new generations of stars to be born. Of the planets in our solar system, only little Mercury and the gas giants are visible this month. Mars and Venus are both swallowed up by the sun's glare. Jupiter is visible low in the south shortly after sunset, however, and is the brightest object in the night sky aside from the moon. The largest of planets lingers near the red giant star Antares throughout August. Antares is the heart of the cosmic scorpion Scorpius, but Jupiter actually remains in the nearby constellation Ophiuchus for the entire month. The waxing gibbous moon skirts past Jupiter on the night of August 9th. Following close behind Jupiter in the sky is the ringed planet Saturn, shining brightly low in the south-southeast, just east of the teapot of Sagittarius. Even the smallest telescope will show Saturn's beautiful systems of rings with the naked eye. It's possible to see the yellowish tint of the planet's globe. Saturn crosses the meridian, that north-south line that divides the sky into east and west, before midnight, early in August, and 2 hours earlier by month's end. The moon visits Saturn in our skies on the nights of the 11th and the 12th. The other two gas giants, sometimes called ice giants, because of their positions in the icy depths of the solar system, and from their atmospheres consisting mainly of heavier elements than hydrogen and helium, like those of Jupiter and Saturn, usually require care and optical aid to see in all of our skies. Uranus can sometimes be spotted with the naked eye, but this requires skies darker than are usually found in southern Illinois, and very exact charts of the sky are also necessary. Given that Perseid meteors can be seen well before the shower's peak on the evening of August 12th, meteor watchers might want to venture out earlier in August to see any meteors at all. The Perseid meteors radiate from the constellation Perseus, as their name implies, and the constellation rises by 10 p.m. early in the month. Look low in the north-northeast and about a third of the way from the horizon to the zenith, that point straight overhead, for the best chance to catch the meteors, which will radiate from Perseus but can appear in any part of the sky. Join the SIU Department of Physics and the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois on Sunday, August 12th, on the rooftop observation deck atop the Neckers Building on the SIUC campus for observing the planets and other celestial wonders. Weather permitting, of course, this event begins at 9 p.m. The Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois hosts its monthly meeting on the second Monday of the month in the back room of Pilei's Pizza in Carbondale. Meetings begin at 6, and newcomers are always welcome.